We've teased you enough, but it's time. April 17, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The OG RRLC Reggie's jersey is fucking for sale.
It is for sale, and you do not want to miss it. I cannot express how much I fucking love these things. They are unreal, mate. You do not want to miss them.
We've got a high thread count. We've got a big white collar. We've got the traditional V. It is three-quarter sleeve. It is everything that the fucking RRLC is put in a jersey.
Everything we promised, and it's for sale. April 17, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, thereggies.com.au. I'll see you there.
Get amongst it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hudson lassoed by Talis. Look at Talis. He drags him.
But a champion becomes a legend. The Cody Deaver has won it.
Woo! Let's fucking go.
Welcome back to another episode of the Reggie's podcast here with three blokes who could have been anything but decided to have fun instead. It's fight week, boys.
Oh,
the time's come to fucking punch on with other podcasters just for your listeners' entertainment.
Wow.
Fucking oath.
I can't wait to get in there and fucking have a crack. We're going to recap the troll of the century a bit later from one Ryan Garcia. Massive upset in the world of boxing. We've got plenty to talk from both footy codes. Settle the fuck down, West Coast. Boys, how are we feeling? I know personally I couldn't be more excited for the weekend just to get in there and put on a fucking show for the Reggie's community because they deserve it.
Saturday couldn't come any sooner.
They fucking deserve
it. I wish I was walking in now.
I know.
It's just fucking, but I'm very keen. Very keen to get in there, test ourselves, put in the yards, keen to fucking
just put on a fucking show.
The last 2 weeks have been fucking like just the whole build up to it. We're going, but once I'm there, mate. Oh. I reckon Thursday, once I'm on the Goldie, you will not be able to take the smile off me face.
Oh, I just think we were talking about it before the show, about how like a lot of boxing events, you know, it might be Timmy Zoo headline and people will rock up half an hour before he fights. I think this is going to be so fun because it's nothing like that. There's not even really a main event. It's just fucking one happens to be last. It's just fun from the start to the end. It's just going to be great to get on the piss. Mate, Cam got down there yesterday, if you're listening, he reckons there was guns already there carrying on.
True.
They must have been on their week off.
They are going to be straight there. Struggling by Saturday.
They'll be on the fucking come down. Yeah.
But anyway, very exciting times. I think as the weekend nears, it'll be good. And I'm actually glad that we've got something to do on that Thursday, record the punch show and actually watch the Anzac games together.
Mate, there's three games of footy on Anzac Day.
Yeah, well, that's what usually Warriors and Melbourne play.
Yeah.
And now they've changed it up. Titans are getting
Wars and Titans, what the fuck?
Weird.
Anyway, boys, I might be in some real trouble.
Yeah?
What?
The fight.
Oh.
But it'll be awesome fun. You know, he's got to win, I reckon, for his brand. For the Jarchi brand, the big, tough country boy fucking shooting guns, shearing sheep out fucking country New South Wales. That cunt's got to win.
Hey, boy. Yeah.
It's like a must win.
So you reckon
for his
like,
TikTok audience.
But cunt, look at me. I'm fucking, everyone knows I can't fight.
You're 0-6. You've got nothing, like no expectation coming in.
I've got absolutely nothing to lose. My street credit cannot get any lower when it comes to fucking fighting.
That is true.
It is a must
All
win.
All the weight's on his shoulders.
Mr. Jack Archdale. Yeah. That's your correct name. I've just called you by it. So
cop that.
Fucking hell, man.
Cop that.
No pressure.
I hope fucking you've no put pressure. The yards in because, it's a must win. I keep saying it, but I will keep.
Well, you're
saying
right. You're not wrong.
Yeah, am I
there.
Wrong? No, I'm right. That's his whole fucking persona.
Well, the pressure's on him.
100%.
Balls in his court.
I got nothing to lose, mate.
Are you a real fighting country boy?
Tell me what I've got to lose. I've already lost six times.
Yeah. And those punches on Gundoon will hurt more.
That was barefisted, no mouth guard. Yeah.
Remember, I've never thrown one back.
Yeah. You don't know what you're capable of.
I'll just stand in the corner, throw it from 3 metres away, and that'll be better than I've ever done.
Fucking oath. All the pressure on the big man.
Yeah. And that's why he's favourite. He would have put the work in, but I reckon.
Oh yeah, mate. I honestly think everyone has. Like, I don't think maybe some more than others, but everyone that I've seen or talked to, I've seen the fat stripped off the faces of so many lads who are punching on. Yeah. Which is good to see them hook in, except for Klutz. So yeah, it'll be good to it'll be good to see it happen. I'm fucking keen. Oi, the got a couple of updates here for you.
Just quickly before you say that, do you reckon he might be getting into the soft range, or is he still a solid heavy 8?
Oh, he's heavy. Oh, maybe heavy 6.
Heavy? You can't.
It's not a thing. What is it?
He goes heavy 10, heavy 9, heavy 8, soft 7, soft 6.
Nah, he's heavy 8. He's dropped a bit of puppy fat around the face, I reckon.
So he's gone from a heavy 9 to he might have track upgrade to a heavy 8.
Yeah, they've sorted out the drainage. That's about it. But anyway, the game plan stays like it is, bud. I think it's pretty obvious. I'm not giving away any secrets. He's trying to land bombs. I'm ducking, weaving, moving, and hitting him more. That's what's going to happen. Coffee. So,
very cool.
Yeah. Fucking, I just want to give you some points. So, frequently asked questions, guys. There is going to be a third commentator with Hello Sport for the pay-per-view, and that will be Danny Green, which is pretty cool, I reckon, to have someone with fucking his credibility in boxing who can actually maybe make some comments to do with which punch was thrown,
etc., while
the fights are happening, and then have the boys dribbling off the back. The press conference will be at Broadbeach Cats Football Club at 5 p.m. on the Friday, guys. The bar will be running there, so you can come and fucking have a tin and get into your work, and it'll also be getting streamed on YouTube. So look up youtube.com/@alphaeventsptyltd, and you'll be able to watch that live on YouTube. The boxing, so the pay-per-view will be accessible worldwide for $30 Australian. 4:30 p.m. pay-per-view starts, and you can Chromecast it to your TV or use a HDMI cord. It's not one of those weird things that won't let you. Being told that it will. And if you're going to the event, the gates open at 3 p.m. for a 4 p.m. sharp start. That'll be all the, like, introducing the people, commentating, all that stuff, all the in-house stuff, and then fights kick off at 4:30. Please have your tickets with you. I know that sounds stupid, but there's so many stupid cunts in this world.
It's on your phone. You can't fucking
have it on your phone or paper. As long as there's a barcode there, you're sweet. And you can get your wristband for the after party at the boxing event. Go to the registration desk on the first floor with the ID. Get your shit sorted. And the after party, just wear some shoes. Other than that, we don't have a dress code. But remember, the casino has their own. So if you want to slip out and go put a punt on or something, remember that has nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
Other than that, boys, fucking let's go.
Fire the fuck up.
It's it. What I've been talking myself like into is I'm going, soak it up. Like, as in, when I'm down fucking there, nice. Walking in there, looking out, about to walk out, just remember to go, this is pretty cool. Soak it up. Have a crack and remember it, because I think it's going to happen so quick.
Yeah.
It'll fly by.
Well, the lead-ups sort of happen fairly quick, I reckon. The first quarter of the year is fucking gone.
I just think it's awesome that we get the chance to experience, like, you watch all the boxing and UFC through years. We get to experience that without the weight of millions and millions of dollars, and it's your job. It's like the world will keep fucking turning if I get knocked out or not, so I'm just going to fucking enjoy it.
That was the first thing we said, or I tried to... At the start of the year when we were starting to, you know, go, oh, fuck, let's, you know, maybe we should fucking do something. And I was like, let's stop. Let's just take all the pressure off and enjoy the actual training part. Because fuck me, what are we doing it for if we can't enjoy it?
Mate, I said, I've put heaps of pressure on myself to win just because I want to and sail off into the sunset. But, like, even just me personally, health-wise, I'm like, fuck, man, I've had a win massively there.
Yeah. It's been a good excuse for everyone to get back in shape.
Fucking nice. Fuck yeah. So, and I'm keen to get the fuck out of shape as soon as I finish swinging in the third round. But
stop it. I am so fucking thirsty. Stop
it. I'm going to go on one of the biggest Larry Enders. Fucking straight
for the
after.
Ages.
That Monday fucking flight home is in serious danger of not getting caught.
Yeah, what time are we flying back?
Oh, fucks me. It's in the Arvy, though.
Thank Boy, how fuck. Good's this? So, you know how there's the little fellas fighting for ant weight bout? So at the start, I was like, oh, I don't know how the boys will go. Like, I don't know them personally. But there's been a bit of small talk getting around. And they're fired up, man. Like, one bloke is training that hard and he's serious. Like, true. Fucking oath. And I'm like, this is prime. They're going to come out and try and kill each other.
That's what are they you want
to
say?
They come to the press conference too. Like, I reckon they might even have a little fucking scrap. Like, we're going to have to pry them apart. It's going to be
prime. Fired up.
Get him a booster seat and fucking hook in.
What's the go? They're not wearing 14 ounces, surely.
Mate, I don't know. I don't know the logistics. I just know that they're coming to fight.
That dead is set, man. Fucking unreal.
They're coming to blue.
Good
and
shit.
I'm keen. They're after my fight, so I'll be having a tin sitting
I'll
back
be
before
fucking
I have
blind.
A shower.
I'll have missed that one. You're that's all right. Yeah. Main event after that.
That's right. Yeah, so anyway, boys, Reggie's, girls, fucking whoever, come down. If you're going to be there, come to the press conference on the Friday.
You may as well.
Be
that's
a part of the
be,
whole spectacle.
Soak it up.
Most of the entertainment is the fucking lip game because that's what we do.
We all get down there fucking Anzac Day and like you said, I'm just going to be soaking it in.
Yeah.
How good. Righto, another big topic last week, the jersey sellout, boys.
Oh, yes, I think, boys and girls.
After we mentioned that there was just a handful left on last Friday's punt show, there was at some point that day there was one small left for a while, and before the 48-hour mark, so from when they went on sale, before the 48-hour mark, we'd sold out, which is fucking awesome. Unreal effort. Honestly, unreal effort. And we have got our number up so dialed in.
Yeah, yeah. We know our audience.
Fucking dialed in. Mm. That's the perfect time.
Our
about 40 hours.
Yep.
No one can say, I missed it.
No.
No one can, you know.
And well, they can say they missed it, but it's their fault.
40 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. So awesome.
Better.
I just can't thank you enough.
Yeah, full credit to you.
And what about the big rush man in the RRLC?
He's got his already.
Jackson Rush.
Yeah. So it looks like that, there's a fair few landing and we've still got a fair few of the week. So there's a good chance we'll start seeing some in the crowd at the
fucking hope
Well,
I want to see a sea of them.
You've only got today as you're listening to get them because they won't come. Oh, you might Friday actually because you might not be coming down till Friday.
True. Mm.
Lockie Hill, that was a cracker in the RLC as well. But, the Rush man just had no pants on with the jersey.
That's beautiful.
Just hanging over his pecker.
Fucking good mullet, eh?
It's glorious.
See, Barb strutting around in his too.
Yeah,
he's pretty proud, Barb.
He won't fucking take that off.
Ah, fuck
no. He can't. You should be fucking sharing.
They are comfy, man. Like I said, now yous all know if they've rocked up, you know what I'm talking about.
As soon as you put it on the window, I went, this is why it took 6 months.
Yeah. I had a mate who got his and his missus was like, what the fuck's the go with the 3/4 sleeves?
Yeah.
And he explained, like, that's an old school jersey. That's how they were. And she just didn't understand, unfortunately. So, fellas, when the missus doesn't get it, you don't have to leave her. It's all right.
Yeah.
Just give her a head on the shoulder, pat, there. Like, it's okay.
It is.
Right?
It does suck because, like, you love it and they just don't get it and you can't explain it to them and it hits you. But
it'll be so
just ring your mate. Yeah. Ring your Reggie mate and say, bud, how about these women with the sleeves?
Just turn on YouTube, put some fucking highlights on, say, sit there, love.
Look at this.
You'll fucking understand why this is so glorious. See, where's his tea? Why is he using a bucket of sand?
And, mate,
that's just how they did
it. If you're doing something minimum, like if you're starting a fire and you think it might lick at the sleeves, just roll them up a bit if you need to.
That's right.
You know?
That's what Lucky Tape's for.
Watch Mark Coyne score in the corner for Queensland. Back when wingers were fucking...
Wingers.
Yeah, fucking oath. Before they were just glorified, muscly, soft cunts.
They knew they'd help and they just fucking...
Shout out to wingers.
We love them. They give us some fucking good entertainment.
They're a big part of our game.
Yeah.
You know, but you got to give them shit. Sort of like a drummer in a band. Except Travis Barker, he's pretty cool.
You reckon? Oh, that's good. I like that.
This is a great game.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Righto. Well, let's get into a bit of fucking sport, boys. Let's talk a bit of league. I want to just talk about a few big points to come out of the round before we get into the games.
Yep.
Good news. No, it's not. It's terrible news. But Queensland have solved their issue of fitting Walsh and Ponga into the same team.
What?
Ponga gone for up to 3 months, it looks like.
I didn't even know that.
So up to, they said, because it's a weird one where you don't have a set time limit on it. The Knights are in serious trouble. This is me. He will not play again this year if they aren't a threat of playing finals.
What's so that's right. There'll be no need to rush him back.
3 or 4 rounds to go is when he's due back. Mm. If they're nowhere near it, they'll fucking just say,
head to Bali.
Take the year off.
What did he? What did he do? What injury?
Some foot.
Was it a Liz Frank? Liz Frank injury? That's what Corey Horsburgh did with his foot.
I know the injury you're talking about, but
it takes ages to heal.
That's what it's called.
Liz Frank injury.
Yeah. Yeah. L-I-S-F-R-A-N-T.
Who the fuck came up with that?
I think Liz.
Liz and Frank?
Liz,
Liz Franklin?
I think Liz Frank literally made it up and then went home calling it up to himself.
That's fucking unreal. Just made an injury up.
Well, I'm jacing that. I don't know.
No, you're correct with the injury. I don't know if
I know it's called
it,
Liz
though,
Frank.
Yeah.
I just know it's a pretty serious one that takes ages to heal. Something to do with blood flow not being massive down there. So
it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
He's done that.
That's a cunt. It's L-I-S. So yeah. Liz Frank.
Liz Frank.
Fuck. To his right foot.
That sucks.
So that's why they said they don't know how long.
I think Fatala Mariner did it, and he had maybe that was it, and it took ages because, like they said, there's something to do with the lack of blood flow around it, which heals you.
Yeah,
so it takes ages to fucking
heal.
How's
it happen? Stood on, fucking roll. It's not an ankle injury or... Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's fucking one. AIDS. I was so excited to watch those two carve up the dad kisses.
Mm. At least we've got a great replacement with Walsh. Well, KP was going to be
Walsh was going to play anyway.
But I just feel bad for Newey. That was their saving grace. They're fucked now,
but
man.
But they were fucked anyway.
They were fucked anyway,
terrible.
But it was just all on Ponga. And now what have they got?
Well, it might help them. Because they might start trying to play some other footy other than give the
ball
to
12 other blokes in the field.
He'd be shattered too, the poor cunt.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. So, also, same game, big Jack Hetherington taking on little Reed Marnie in the tunnel.
Me versus Clark.
He is a proper fucking hothead, that cunt.
Yeah,
he's
hopeless. He just can't help himself.
It's weird. Do you reckon that he was like... half joking in the sheds.
It looked
I thought it was a piss take because he was smiling and he kind of bounced it around, shaped up.
But as soon as you shape up, that's fucking, it's on, isn't it?
But everyone is coming out saying he's a hothead. Gus Gould's come out and said, he spoke to me a few times. He's a bit of a blower, his emotions get the better of him sometimes.
Yeah, they do, which
he's
they
fucking, 100%. I used to call him crazy
Thanks
eyes.
For that, Gus.
He played at Penrith and he used to shit me.
Give penalties away.
Yeah, all the time. Like it'd be in a grind, an arm wrestle, and he'd just come in and fucking clothesline someone.
Do you reckon it was a fucking Mick Ennis, Nathan Hindmarsh situation where Reed's just been peppering him all day?
Probably.
And he's gone.
Reed is fucking lippy too. If you see any sort of scuffle, he's straight in there.
Because I reckon
good hooker is though.
That's fair game.
He's a little bulldog.
If you fucking.
I reckon he was trying to.
If he's lipping.
You know, Reed do a bit of Battle of Brookie with the whole sin bin there in the
against
tunnel.
Reed Marnie.
Yeah, I was like, that was just fucking weird. There was all Bulldogs blokes standing in there. A couple of them had a smile on their face as well. They didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Hetherington's credit, though, he has settled down a lot since he's gone to Newey. Like, I think they've really sorted out that brain snap shit.
That was
pretty unlucky, that scuffle that he got in. Like, that was a bit of a push and shove and a bit of shit. Like, you don't do that in an NRL level. You don't wait for a bloke.
Because he's got suspended.
That many cameras, man. You just fuck.
I got a few yarns about that back in the old boys' day in the Marley Brown tunnel. A couple of
what happens under
Dewey.
There stays under there. Though.
But we'll leave that.
Yeah, no idea what you're talking about.
That's proper Reggie shit.
So, there was a few things like that. We're going to talk more about the fucking Eels coming up, but that's more about the game. So.
See, Dale Finucane retired.
Effective immediately.
Great career.
Won't get to see the big run out. The big steam out.
He just sprints every fucking time.
What happened? Did he get hurt or did
he... I'm curious, was it an injury? So he's going, fuck it, I'll call it quits.
Don't think he's played too many games.
It'd be really nice to know it's your last game and run out with that bit of a celebration, but it might be something.
We look at the bloke, he's got more tape on him than any other player in the fucking
field. I don't think he's been getting picked.
Right.
But whether that's because of injuries and shit.
But anyway, good on him, mate. Like, he had such a fucking good career.
And he can sing and play guitar. So
yeah, he's a fucking entertainer.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Out
there. Workhorse of a player, though.
Mm.
Like, as soon as he went to Sharks, that was a great pickup. He led their forward pack.
Yeah.
Led the whole team for
a few
years.
Was he there? No, he wasn't there in 2016, was he?
No, he was at Melbourne then, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, just with the, like, on the topic of controversy and that with the NRL, this isn't a big one because Penrith ended up winning by a fair bit. But do you know that call with Sean Johnson where he got the touch the leg and it was a fucking penalty, went to extra time, ended up being a draw? Brad Snyder had the same exact thing happen to him in the Penrith game. Nothing got said. Aiden Cedar puts on report, but nothing gets blown. And I'm like, that's the sort of shit they got to just, if they're going to do it,
fucking the whole way.
Do it.
Make it black and white, not in winning chances.
It was an infield kick, wasn't a drop goal or anything.
It was an infield kick, but like same as that, Ilias, like if they're going to do that in a game, like because otherwise Warriors lose that game.
Oh, yeah.
So if they do it in that scenario, fucking do it in play. Otherwise, what are you doing?
There's going to be consistency in the timing. Don't think about the repercussions after it, what it's going to lead to in the game. Make it cool, black and white.
Bit of... That's coming up in another code in
AFL,
as well.
Yeah.
Because it was just that like the week after.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, cunt. You've just set the precedent last week and you made it like it is. Stick to it. Yeah. Otherwise, you've just given Warriors the win and not followed on with it now.
Well, the poor old fucking Crows lost a game of footy because of inconsistency, cunt. Because the siren.
I just got fucking pounded. Anyway, that'll get mentioned.
That's coming up. That is
my
coming
hole
up.
Is wide.
Large, you can blow into it like a bottle.
Silent.
The Storm boys were just clinical in another tight one, eh?
Mm.
Just
too good.
Yep.
They just keep doing it. That's their another win. Very like real
scraping
close
in,
win,
yeah.
Scraping in, getting it done. Munster had a sin bin. There was all bit of shit going on in the second half, but that try was. I want to give raps to what's the cunt's name, Coates.
Yeah, but
the bigger reach, yeah.
Fucking piss poor defence. How do you not stop that cunt?
Hard to stop that. He's so big and fucking long.
Yeah, Jase, how many more tries till you start talking Katoa into your multis as the second rower try option? He scored again.
I said it last week. I was like, every fucking time I watch a Melbourne game, he's scoring. Is he becoming the new Hamole?
Well, he's just the one to look out for.
Beat him short every time, so...
Maybe you've missed him, boys. You might have missed him.
Can't even do it this week either because I'll be playing on Thursday.
What about the fucking mighty St. George Illawarra
Dragons? That was huge.
What is doing? Unbeaten at Wynn Stadium this year.
Keep an eye out for that.
It is called Wynn for a reason.
Yeah, that is.
So... Fucking what a performance, man.
They just looked clinical.
Johnson just rolled in like it was a game of touch for that first try, and you're like, oh, here we go.
Lomax then, back in the centres.
Mate.
Killed
got
it.
Got all six votes for the Dally M.
He played his best game.
What is going on?
Back into his preferred position too, just to kind of rub salt
is
into
one
the Dragons.
Is Shane
say,
Flanagan
but
just going, ooh.
I feel like, though, that like I think that's a coincidence with just how the whole energy was going, though. I reckon fucking they were just on that game.
Yeah, he was on.
Everyone was on. He would have played well on the wing as well.
Mate,
but
that,
in saying that, that's what they can do.
The Lomax aerial try and the fucking Terrell Sloan length of the field was so good, man.
He was way too strong.
How
he made
is he
Gallen
so
look shit.
Fast.
Yeah.
Fuck, he's fast. And he's got those massively long strides, but he's actually quite small.
He is going to be a fucking gun in the next few years because, like, he has a typical young fullback where he's got pure talent.
Mm.
It's just a little, like, immaturity and, like, mistakes with young age that come.
Does he need some size?
I think he'll
get that. It'll be like Addo Carr. Remember when Addo Carr come in, how skinny he was?
But even look at Walshy, man. He's one of the premier fullbacks in the company. He's fucking tiny.
He's got a Sloan build.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I think that's just the fucking future.
And I just reckon anyone in that position, a fullback, you're going to have some fuck-ups early on. Look how many high-pressure situations a fullback is in, like, nearly every bomb.
Yeah.
One young fullback that we'll get into that struggled.
Oh, Bud.
Yeah, when we get to the Raiders, was welcome to first grade, son.
Second game, but I hope they fucking stick with him, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because he'll be a talented player. Well,
when we get to it.
How good is fucking Flanagan going, though?
Oh, mate, what he was always done. Going to.
Kyle or Shane.
But so quick.
Mate, after.
Both.
Mate, yeah. Kyle's actually playing good footy too.
After he got off his ban, whenever clubs would talk about getting a new coach, always said fucking Flanagan.
You heard him on Fox. I don't like too many Fox commentators, but he
was.
He's always been so cluey, and like I've heard and gone, he fucking deserves a job, eh? Like,
well, he took the Sharks rugby to a league premiership. Mind.
You've always said that about him and Buzz.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's Blocker and Brandy who are really fucking smart.
Yeah, that's the ones you like. Yeah.
heaps.
Right. Now we're going to talk about this. Second game Friday, this performance. We're not going to talk about – oh, we might talk about the Dolphins being good, but the Eels, listen to this, 8 tries in 25 minutes, averaging just over 3 minutes a try. 8 times, man.
Pathetic.
That's just fucking shit.
8 tries in 25 minutes. That is not something you want to hear ever. And that is nothing to do with Mitchell Moses. So anyone who said, oh, Moses is out, that is a fucking
just terrible defensive
effort. Defensive attitude.
Mate, that, so sloppy.
Oh,
that reminds me, like, look at those minutes at the end, 63, 69, 71, 74, 57, 55, 51. That's like when a team that doesn't really give a fuck just gives up mentally and goes, ah, fuck this.
They had
like,
such a solid first, I wouldn't say solid first half, but
it was
they
ran
in with the lead. They looked good.
Scored a couple of tries.
That's right. That was just completely flipped on its fucking
head. Yeah,
head.
That sort of like turn shouldn't really happen at that level.
No way. Against the fucking Dolphins side with no Flegler, no Farnworth, no Hammer.
That's right. They made them look like a fucking premiership winning team.
Mate. I honestly feel sorry for Eels fans watching that because that
it
was
going to be an up and down season because you'll go from games like you won against Cowboys.
How do you tip with those cunts, eh?
But then the Cowboys have rocked up and shown that that was a nothing win.
Yeah.
On the weekend.
Like they.
Because fuck, they were bad. We're going to get to them.
It's going to be an up and down season for Parra. They will win against the best teams and fucking get pumped against the worst.
Yeah. Maybe they're just a flat track bully again, like the Sharkies. Penrith clinical.
Yeah.
Did nothing wrong. Didn't do anything spectacular.
Yeah, not much came out of that.
Tiggs tried all day too. Yeah.
I think they just did what they needed to win.
How good was the 2 p.m. out in whatever the fuck ground
Bathurst.
They were playing it? Looked good,
do they do that? Because they're both Western suburb teams. So they're like, oh, fuck it.
Yeah, we'll probably
neutral venue
they've
for the
they probably got
fans.
Both fans, sets of fans out there. Yep. Fuck yeah. Now, the Bronx, mate. First half, electric. A couple of teams had really, really good first halves. That Reece Walsh try where he steps before he even gets it. How do you do that?
Well, flashbacks to the grand final.
Yeah, it was on Cleary.
Cleary, anyone who shoots up on Walshy, you've got to time that fucking perfectly, man, because he bounces around.
Can he go the other way?
Past you. Oh, I'd like to fucking see
because you've got to, if you do shoot up like that, you've almost got to predict the step, and if he goes the other way, then okay.
You can't predict his fucking game.
Yeah, but you know he's going to go in.
Yeah, it's.
He's going to go off the left because he's a left footer.
He made, who
but
was it?
Fuck,
Timoko,
man.
Who shot
out? Yeah, it was Timoko.
He made him look silly.
Mate.
And then he's just pace off the mark.
So quick.
He's one of those blokes like him, Hammer, those kind of blokes glide across the field.
It reminds me of there was a try I remember I can't pinpoint it, but Matty Bowen scored a try off a chip and chase one time and he's chipped it. It bounced once and he steps like before he even gets the ball back.
Oh.
He regathers it because it's a perfect bounce, but he like steps past the fullback before he even gets the fucking footy, man. It's unreal.
Yeah, mate, while she killed it. He
just
was
quickly taking the Chevy to the panel beaters. Mate, like I was saying,
that was a good hit.
But I want to just say that shout out to that young fella, man, for just not giving up at all.
Yep. He Carmichael'd it back.
Yeah. But that shot, that just installed the love of rugby league back in me because you see that fuck all now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Since they fucked the shoulder charge off, you barely ever see of bang.
You just have to time it so well now because if you fuck it up, you're suspended.
And, he just kept going, but you could tell Bronx were just putting it on him like Ezra.
just wanted blood. Ezra was like the first one there, just diving into shit.
Ezra's kick chase this year, he has made it a part of his game to not go for the ball, but time it perfectly to jam the fucking catching it and force his knock-ons.
Well, they've changed that rule where you can't fucking just jump up willy-nilly and can contest it, but not really.
That's true.
So he's probably going, right, I'm just going to fucking wait for them to catch it and belt them.
Aerial rain from Jock Madden. Like, you talk about Reno's kicking game in the rain. He stood up. His kicking game is credit to why Chevy was knocking him on and looking so fucking shaky.
And
the best part I loved about that is Canberra come out and they were saying, oh, Fogarty's bombs, you know, we're going to put Oates and Walshy under pressure this game in the rain. And just said, fuck you, we're doing it back.
Yeah. Well, what happened to Big Fog?
Because he went off. Torn bicep.
Gone.
Yeah, poor guy.
Wow. That is
which was
so good.
Like, that is harsh for Raiders fans to swallow.
But, I just wanted to say that, like, good on him for fucking showing up. Like, he could have cowered and not really got involved or passed the ball instead of running it back. He just grit the teeth. But that was, like, that was a typical. If someone goes, yeah, welcome to first grade, son, go and watch that.
That was
it was after his errors, so he's like, fuck it, I'm just going to do it. And then I reckon he got up and went, well, I won't do that again.
Yeah,
he ran straight at Ricky and Kobe, who's a fucking modern-day Gilmeister, just an axe.
Yeah. Gripes, you're a bee's dick off calling the upset, brother.
I know, I just realised I missed that game. Mm. 64 points scored.
Tri-fest.
Yeah, great for the neutral. The upset of the round almost come off, and I'm spewing because there had already been two the night before with the Finns and the Dragons, which I definitely did not tip. Oh, so to get that one wrong as well, I was like, fuck.
Surely not many would have tipped the Dragons, like tipped that one.
You wouldn't have thought so, no. But anyway, great game for the neutral. Manly lucky to get away with it in the end. Titans, they're improving. Going to be tough for them this week. Anzac
it sucks
Day.
Losing one of those, like when you haven't got one yet and you get that close. Mm. It must just fucking be deflating, sitting in the shed going, fuck's sake, like we went well again but not good enough.
Yeah. Just can't string together a full 80 minutes of footy.
Yeah. We spoke about the Bronx and the Dogs Knights. We've covered a bit with that drama down the tunnel, but more the game now. It's going to be a real test for them mentally and their squad depth and literally changing the whole way they attack without Kalen, I reckon, because they're going to have to come up with a new fucking style of attacking.
Well, that's right. The whole team ran through him. So now it's like, what the fuck do you do? Start
and
from scratch.
To go and lose to a team like the Bulldogs who are improving and all that, but to lose fucking by 30 points, it's like, oh.
You've also got
and lose Kalen for 3 months.
Might be a casual, but who the fuck is David Armstrong?
Big strong arm.
Big leg work.
He is replacing Ponga in fullback. I don't watch any junior grade like footy, so he might be young coming through New South Wales Cup, but fucks me who he is, man.
Yeah, don't know. Can't tell you there, but
well, I don't know. No deadly fullbacks sniffing around Newcastle ready to get their start with Kalen there.
Nah.
You know what I mean? You wouldn't expect to see a big name step in when Kalen goes down.
That's right.
Did you notice that Bronson Sherry has just shaved the beak down?
Yeah,
he's resembling
he's 4 years
Voldemort.
Off and just it looks
he's
bad.
He's what?
So he used to have like, and mate, I've got a fucking ripper snout on me.
Yeah, but
like
you're not going to get a fucking nose job.
Yeah, that's where I'm getting at. Like, it's part of me. Like, I've got a big snoz. Cop it. That's what you've been given. And old Sherry. Like, he used to have a proper, like, you know, decent beak on him, a big curvature.
I'm looking at it.
Mate, they have shaved her. It's
too much.
Mate, he's Voldemort.
Yeah. It's like when you go to the barber and say, can I get a bit taken off? And they take off too much. And you're like, fuck. That cunt's not growing back, though,
maybe
is it?
Maybe it scarred him like that much that he went really over the top. Because I'm like, mate, if you want to change it, but he's proper, like, got rid of a lot of the
looks like a fucking cartoon.
That is a lot
gets squashed with a fry pan.
Plastic surgery.
Yeah, it does not look good.
Oh, there's just, there's no real side by side ones.
Because, you know, I remember watching him.
Does this count?
You know, for the Sharks. And I'm like, he always had a beak on him. And then, yeah, bro. And I remember seeing him this year. And I'm
it's
like,
not
holy
subtle
fuck,
at all.
It doesn't even
it wasn't
look
like
the same.
Oh, I haven't seen him in 4 years. It was straight away. The first thing I noticed was, well, where's that cunt's beak gone?
Yeah. But, you know, fair enough, though, if you want to change that. But I'm like, wow, bro, you've really taken the nose.
He's been beaked.
Yeah, he's been beaked.
Bit of fucking work getting done. Lodgy's got hair again. Who? Did you see
Bodgy?
That?
Bodgy. Does he?
Yes.
Actually, it seems to be a more common thing, the boys getting in, getting the hair
done. Well, he's come out and said, he's like, chicks can get lip filler and whatnot, so why can't blokes get their hair back?
Yeah, well, Lockyer did it.
That's
yeah.
right.
Ricky yeah. Ponting. Yeah. Ricky Ponting is the fucking, the pioneer for
is
that.
He?
2002, 2003, when he was just making runs for fun, always had the helmet off, putting it up for making 100. He had, like, the big piece of Devon on the head.
Yeah.
Like, it was gone. And now he's just got the most perfect head of hair.
Mate, oi, if people have got the coin and they want to get their hair back, I reckon sweet.
Fuck
because
yeah.
you used to have that. I think changing your snout... To yeah, look completely different. I'm like, that'd be...
The chicks do it all the time, mate.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, it'd be weird.
Where's
if
the
if
Aussie
I rocked up
gone?
With you, yeah. I rocked up with you, hey, Grapes, how you going, man? And you got half
is that
the
how you'd
size.
Say it?
And you got half... Well, if I did,
if
your nose,
nose
yeah.
job, you'd say it like that, yeah.
Hey, Grapes.
Oh, no, but, oh like, here we fucking go.
No, but if you... If I rocked up...
We're going to get
and
done
and you
here.
Had half of your snout and just acted normal, I'd go, where's your snout? Yeah. What the fuck's going on with your face, cunt? You know what I mean?
I know, but we're simple fucking Central Queenslanders.
I know, we're bogan cunts. Yeah. We need to get...
You got a big snout, you go, fuck it, and if you're bored and you're shaving...
And, but here's the other thing too, right?
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with anyone doing whatever to themselves. I just think, wow, you've really, like, you could have just taken the curve out a bit, but he has proper just chopped her off.
Yeah, it was botched a bit. They fucking botched it.
Anyway, there's Bronny's nose. Yeah.
Surely. Yeah.
There's big Bronny's nose.
Bronny's nose. Like I said, I'm a big nose guy. Like, you know.
Oh, man. We would get ripped to shreds by some fucking pretentious bloke from bloody Melbourne. The eastern suburbs, eh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, probably do it. We do it all the time. TikTok hates us. Every video that is on TikTok, we just get pounded.
Mate, if you got the money and you want to make yourself look better and it makes you happy, just do it.
Then that's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Just go for it.
Rip in, sunshine.
Righto, last game of the round, boys. The Cowboys were... If the Eels didn't let in 8 tries in 25 minutes, the Cowboys would have easily been the worst team of the round. And they could still...
I'd say they are.
The 80-minute performance was worse, I reckon, than the Eels' 80.
At least Eels played 40 minutes
of
good
footy.
Footy.
That was... Honestly, it was fucked. It was... At one point in the second half, Jordan McLean dropped the footy off, like, literally it hit him on the chest as he was having a hit up. Just dropped it straight in front of him. And I went, wow, that is the last straw, surely.
Yep.
And then Nico Hines, Mulatalo scored the fucking easiest try I fucking think I've seen scored in the NRL.
Yeah, just walked
where the
in.
Winger just sort of rushed up. Nico just went in behind him and threw it to Mulatalo. Mm. It was so easy. And that was after the drop ball. I just went, oh, my God.
And they haven't really made any changes this week either. And they're versing Penrith.
Oh, yeah. Up there, though, that'll help them up there.
Yes, Hazelton, mate.
I know. So, I ripped him.
Mate, he scores a few tries. Like, he's that one that every now and again, if you just want a cart filler and you're not super confident on it. But
cart filler.
Mate, he just fucking, he loves scoring meaties.
The big boy just rolls over.
Yeah.
Good on him.
How's the footwork on the cunt?
Oh, yeah.
He thought he was a fucking halfback.
Oh, he's mate, fucking fullback. Stepped about he was, three or four.
Mate, well, inside the 10, I think he just gets a bit of front row a try
sort
of
shit.
It's
hard not to.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guilty of it.
So you're right. They haven't made fucking any changes at all, which is good that the coach is sticking with, you know.
Is it?
Well, it's going to come to a point where he goes, righto, boys, you're the shit.
Yeah.
But Cleary's back this week.
Ooh.
Full strength Penrith side, like proper full strength. Fisher Harris is playing.
Yep.
Sorensen's back. Yeah, she's going to be a tough night. But it's in North Queensland and you just fucking
don't
know.
It's just humid.
Well, look, bloody Eels went up, played the Dolphins and just got hammered.
Yeah,
it's not the Eels, I get that. Mm. But you're still up north, home game. Crowd will turn out,
they
so
do.
You never know.
No matter what, they'll fucking show up.
I'm tipping either Penrith hammer them or like Cowboys will win in a really high scorer because Cowboys can't fucking defend.
They have – what's their – I want to check their point differential
have to
actually because they're for and against. Like
they'll have to win 32-30 or something.
So
I've got with that Penrith game, so last week Dane Laurie off the bench got 7 minutes, I think, just to give him a run. Why is he there again? I just I've got no problem with Dane Laurie. I think he's a good, good footy player.
Yeah.
But I go, unless he's there for a thing, I just don't understand people having them there in case of an injury.
Put him in New South Wales Cup and let him play 80.
But isn't that what they're doing with the PlayStation? Or is he Sonny injured? Luke.
Yeah, he's not there. I don't know where he is.
I know, but isn't that what they're doing with him, getting him to play 80?
Oh.
Or is he injured? You know what I mean? I don't know.
Because I used to like having him off the bench Sony, because he'd come on and have that shit out of a hooker.
Yeah.
But I just don't see what Dane Laurie is really offering.
Yeah, yeah. I have a fullback just sitting on the bench who can only really play fullback or wing.
Oh, he can play. He can come out of 5'8"
and stuff and hooker. But
so
I mean,
that's what he's there for.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't want him in the middle of the field tackling.
Yeah, true.
He's way too small.
Well, when you got big Moses and
but anyway, Ivan,
JFH next
to him. Ivan, I think, is a better coach than me. So I'm sure.
So yeah, I'm maybe sure, back to back to back.
I'm sure there's a method to what he's doing, but I just can't personally see it.
Yeah,
just
well.
On Cowboys in their point differential, -8. With 4 wins and 3 losses.
Yeah.
That's shocking. 191 points they've conceded.
Are they on top for that? Just hit that thing. It should put
in. Like in terms of points.
It should put it in order if you hit the, like who's conceded the most.
They've conceded the second most. Bunnies are the most.
Oh, yeah.
Cowboys have conceded more than last place Titans.
Yep. Mm. Fucking, that's unreal, eh?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's move into the other code of footy, boys, before we do the tips and that. Saints Dogs, that was a fucking demolition last Thursday. What the fuck? Saints.
I don't think any. I tipped St Kilda.
Same.
I thought we were going to get up just close game, but Doggies just going to do that all year, aren't they? They're just going to go up and down.
Probably. Yeah. Bont was fucking unreal. It was just one-way traffic from the first quarter to the last.
Kicked a bag as well.
Yeah. So,
that is quite sad.
Well, it fucking should be.
I'm fucking deflated. Yeah. I watched that cunt and I was like, here we go. I know it's not the punch show, but all the other legs were there. Just need the Crows to win. Should have been a penalty right in front of the fucking sticks.
Free kick, sorry.
He's learning.
In front of the sticks. Fuck off.
Any other time in the game, that's a free kick.
Well, that's what we were talking about in the NRL before. You got to have consistency no matter what the fuck comes after it. That is a free kick.
I thought that.
If it's in the other 50.
I thought that, and then I'm like, fucking good luck to you if you're the ump blowing that after the siren's gone. If you're blowing a free kick after the siren's gone.
Yeah.
Maybe if there was 2 more seconds and he has to make a decision. But the siren saved him.
Well, bro, there's
he was like, I don't have to do
it. There's more controversy. Joking about it after. Oh. Like he's even going there, all laughing
in the middle
that.
Of the ground.
Yeah, yeah, like pretending to sprawl on
That's
it.
That's how you get
hit. Yeah, and it's like, fuck off, cunt.
There's just as much controversy if you did call that. If you don't, though, I reckon.
Yeah, I
coming
know.
From Essendon fans, they would have blown the fuck up. But Draper jumped down and looked up.
I know, and
it was
like
the
said,
most blatant flop I've
two,
seen in a while.
2 more seconds.
Yeah,
and the ump would have had to make a decision, but the siren went and it saved him. He didn't have to make a call. Because it was still
it's a cop out though.
You've got a chance to get rid of it, but you have dived on it. Siren went.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was a pure belly flop.
They did kick 2 behinds though when they could have kicked a goal. But
they'd had their chances,
but still, that did happen and fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck them. I agree.
Fuck them. Massive.
Fucking shattered.
Spoiler alert, massive game coming up this week.
Uh-huh,
I'm not singing shit.
I cannot believe how this has turned out, but wait for the tips.
Fucking surely not.
Port Adelaide on fire early. Kingy was up and about, but Collingwood just roared in the second third. Just ended up beating them quite convincingly.
They found their groove, you reckon?
Yeah, I think they have.
They're not going to go back to back.
This is the test this week. Big day, Anzac Day.
That's right,
Essendon in form.
Yep.
But yeah, look, Port were on fire early, like I said. But, yeah, Collingwood just ground them down, and then ran away with it in the end, which was, yeah, that's what they do.
I'd like to say good to see, but, no, I don't like seeing Collingwood succeed.
Carlton fans, Saturday afternoon, take your hat off.
Oh, wow.
Give yourself a pat on the back because that was fucking unreal.
Oh, I haven't heard a crowd like that in all season, I reckon.
Yeah, fuck. When they got on that roll in the third.
End of the third quarter, Kerno kicked 3 in 5 minutes.
It was unreal.
All the momentum. You could just, the boys would definitely hear it, and I reckon it helped them swing towards that game because, fuck me, the way they were just so aggressive in every contest, straight, like head over the ball. They had kicks spot on inside the 50. They looked so fucking sharp. And I thought the roof was going to rip off Marvel, man.
Honestly, that's the sort of games where, or sort of fucking, sorry, patches, 10-minute patch where you go, no one's going to beat them.
That's right.
For the rest of the year.
Yep.
But you can't keep that
And GWS
level,
were winning, like, going into that 10-minute patch there, and Carlton just flipped the whole game on its head.
Yeah.
That 10 minutes won them the fucking game.
Definitely. They reckon I got a mate, he's a Lions supporter, and that first quarter of the very first game where the Lions played Carlton at the Gabba, kicked fucking the first 5 goals in the first quarter, he reckons he was just sitting there going, how the fuck's anyone going to beat us this year? And then, that was the most perfect first quarter you could ever imagine, and then
straight out the window.
Oh, but yeah, it's funny. It's funny because, like, you do it all the time. I did it in the second quarter against on the weekend. We kicked 9 goals or something.
Yeah.
In the second quarter, and I'm like, we're going to play finals.
The momentum swing in AFL is so much more, like, deluding than any other sport, I reckon. You just kick a few in a row, and you're just like, holy fuck, we're the best team ever.
I tell you what wasn't fucking a very good watch. The wet, sloppy shit game at the Gabba.
If you're a neutral fan,
Brizzy and the Cats. The Cats got it done again, though. Beat the Lions at the Gabba. The fortress is fucked.
It's
There's
not
no fortress.
Fucked.
Nah. It's gone. It's burnt.
Maybe it was the whole Olympic saga with they're not knocking it down anymore.
Yeah.
Put a curse on it.
Maybe, because they didn't lose a game all year last year.
No. Nah.
Not one. And they haven't. They barely won one.
Yeah.
It's just the rooting, man.
It is. It's the rooting.
Scandal. You can't just ignore that.
Well, the alleged
beat demons
scandal.
In Melbourne, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. They didn't kick. They kicked 1 goal in the last 2 quarters.
I reckon.
That's shocking.
Yeah.
I reckon they're going to be, I don't think they'll play finals.
Really?
But because they're still so talented, they will do that and beat teams like Melbourne. But the consistency will go the other way where they'll lose majority, but they'll beat that really good team because they are still fucking good, you know?
Man, anyway, like, suck my own team off a bit here, but Lions were average, but we were still just fucking solid. We played the wet weather footy so well. Jeremy Cameron and Tom Hawkins, our two big forwards, didn't kick a goal. Smaller blokes, fucking Ollie Henry, Tyson Stengel, they stood up, man.
Did anyone take a mark?
It was hard to watch at one point. It was just hissing down.
Because it didn't seem like that bad at Suncorp.
No,
it was wet.
But it's so different to, like, that showed the contrast in rugby league with the synthetic ball.
Yeah.
And then you compare it to the leather at Gabba, and it was just, tough
different
watch.
Different game, yeah.
But 6-0 start for the Cats. I thought that was our big test. I was like, righto, well, we're definitely not pretenders, but we got a big, big test this week.
Huge test.
Carlton.
Yeah, fucking oath. Hurts me to say that the Cats are going well, but they are.
Hurts me.
Good on them. Now, the big Western Derby got clipped for that because we were calling it the Western Derby. Sorry.
It's fucking tomato.
It is a derby, though. They call it the Derby, so it's the Derby, but it's anyway. So Flagmantle might be pretenders, boys. They
no finals.
You reckon?
No, and West Coast could play. No, they couldn't. I'm just joking.
Fucking hell. Will up.
Good to see though. I took the line, man, because the line was 38.5 points, $1.90, and I'm
that's
like,
unreal.
Fucking take my money,
because
that's just like I'm going. It's not that uneven.
No.
They won last week. Still tip Frio, but I'm like 38.5.
I got that tip. I only got two others.
Did you tip West Coast? You did fucking two.
Wow. Count. Harley Reid looked good.
He did, but just fucking calm down.
Everyone is just screaming in their jocks, as they would.
Yeah, like, you would because you've had a few
Pump him up. He's the best.
You've had a few tough seasons, so obviously, you know, when something's going right.
And hold on to him for a couple more till he fucks right off.
Yeah, comes back to Melbourne.
He will.
I'm homesick.
He'll continue to play good footy, and there is no fucking way he stays there in the next 5 years.
Fuck no. He'll see this first contract out and then be like, oh, yep. Mummy.
Yeah, I miss Melbourne. Yeah, but even not just his performance, Tim Kelly, Elliot Yeo, they all looked good as well.
See, when you say all these names, you go, why do they suck?
Yeah, exactly. Tim Kelly was in like best and fairest form at Geelong before he went. Elliot Yeo, they're still premiership players from 2018.
That's a crook trade, eh? Yep. The Tim Kelly one.
Oh. We got fucking nothing from that.
No, but crook for him. Maybe not money-wise.
Isn't he from...
He's gone to fucking
WA?
West Coast.
Is that why he wanted to go? Because he wanted to go home?
I think he's from WA, yeah. But fucking hell.
Went from...
That was massive. I remember that story. It was such a huge story that he's been traded and then it's just gone to shit.
He struggled to find form for years in the AFL and then just came good at Geelong and then just went, righto, now I'm good. Hooroo.
Yeah. The Swans did what they should, I think, against the Suns at the SCG. Yep. No need to go into that. Didn't even watch it.
I didn't watch it. I saw the score and I went,
sorry to the
Bloods
fans, but... yeah, Buddy doesn't play anymore.
And the
anymore,
three
so
Suns
no reason to fucking watch you. And then the Mighty Hawks, boys. I watched this one. The second quarter, like I said, 9 goals. We let them kick 3 at the end, but fuck, it was awesome.
You were just pumped.
9 goals in a quarter of footy. That hasn't happened for that long.
No.
And I was just sitting there and I just kept going, keep going, you cunts, make hay while the sun is shining.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get as far ahead as we could because I thought that, you know, they'd drop off, North would come back, and I didn't want to fucking sing.
That is a great point. First quarter, like the first 5 minutes, I thought, ooh.
Yeah.
Please be singing.
Someone posted the song in the RRLC. So,
did they?
Yeah,
to
the
try
North
and
one.
Up. Yeah.
So we knew it. And coming up, the Crows may play North this week.
That has worked out so
what the fuck,
fucking well. I can't believe it.
Off the cuff, I've just gone to you. And it was
and
all
I've
because.
The torch to you.
It was all because.
Sitting there singing that turd of a song, can't all be.
You know why it was? Because of the ESPN 100% to the Geelong.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone tipped him, so we're like, Jace.
Domino effect.
If you fucking lose, you're going to sing the song.
Yeah.
Next thing, Hawthorn playing the very next week.
Now the Crows.
Into the Crows.
The toughest one to get past was you being a Hawthorn fan, but I think you are probably pretty safe, Tom.
Mate, down in Hobart.
Ooh,
it's a long trip
south.
Everyone's got two heads. It's fucking Anyway, we'll get to that
now,
in the tips.
Sam Mitchell is against Alex Clarkson.
That will be AIDS sitting here holding a bit of paper singing to the song.
I might have a surprise for you next week, though, so at least you'll be out. Because my plan, this is spoiler alert for what we've got in, but my plan was to, if I had to sing it, I was wearing full Hawks merch.
Yeah.
Like the fucking hat.
So if there was any proof of a clip that you could still say, I'm a Hawthorn fan.
Yeah, fucking
that's actually smart. That's very smart.
So there might be something
coming.
Yeah,
all right.
For when North knock you off in Hobart on Saturday.
Just make it even better that the non-real AFL fan would be singing there, singing it.
Learns the first song.
Yeah.
Oh.
Learns it before the Crows song.
That'd be fucked.
Righto, let's get into fucking Garcia, Haney.
Oh.
Haney did not look himself. Tom, you brought up a good point. It was because he got fucking massive left hook in the first and just threw him off. I'm going to back you in on that one because didn't look himself because against fucking Kambosos, it looked like George was never going to hit him once.
Yeah, man.
And it just looked a different bloke. And it had to be because of that.
Oh, well, man. Like, who knows? It might have been the mind games leading up. He might have, like the rest of the world, saw the lead up and went, this bloke's fucking crazy. I'm going to smoke him and maybe underestimated it a bit. He was even talking in a couple of interviews leading up where they had like a face-off thing. All you got's the left hook. Yep.
And it was a fucking good trick.
Yeah. But that was one of those fights where I put it on, watched it live, and I'm fucking glad that I did. Same as that UFC 300 Holloway fight. Like, it's just one of those ones where it shocks you. You go, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
And I had, because I thought it was that crazy, I chucked a bet on fucking Garcia to win. And this will transition into fuck you, ref. What the hell was that? I reckon he had a bet on fucking Haney.
Yeah,
he had to.
You look at like the world title fight with Liam Wilson, right? The ref, like, and fair enough if that's what he's seeing. Liam wasn't offering that much, but he was on his feet with his guard up still, and as he sort of as he stopped it, he threw a punch.
Yeah,
like you could justify it, but. Then you look at Haney, who's getting snug around, not letting go. Yeah. Like, fucking what?
Ended up on his knees twice because he was, like, holding on that hard. Yeah. And Garcia's trying to get away, and he just kept holding on.
Haney looked like he was just surviving. And, mate,
like, Garcia hitting the clinch, so it's fair enough, get a point taken off. But if he got a point taken off for that, Haney should have had one stripped off him for the amount he was just grabbing and holding.
Yeah. The ref was fucking literally trying to peel him off, going break, and he just... held on.
I think it was just
cheating cunt.
You can't say that it has nothing to do with the fact that he was undefeated, he was the world champ and all that shit. The ref probably didn't want to be like, oh fuck, I don't want to give him his first loss.
Call it. No, but he could have deducted a point.
Yeah. But I just think that it should have been stopped, man.
They reckon he's one of the best refs, though. They kept saying it on the thing. So.
And it is up to their discretion. Like, that's fair enough. But I just think, man, that one round, I was going, how the fuck has this not been stopped? He's literally not even able to stand properly.
Yeah.
Getting dragged.
Garcia's frame looked so much bigger.
Didn't it?
Why is no one really saying anything about the fact that he purposely weighed in over and Haney still said, fuck you, I'll still fight you. Like, could he have said, nah, we're not fighting? Definitely. 100%.
He could have went, oh, fights off.
Yeah.
But I think he just,
he would.
Because it wasn't half a pound, it was three.
It was three, and I don't know, everyone's just sort of forgotten about that.
Yeah. Haney keeps his belts, I guess, but still.
Yeah, but no one's even like going, that.
Is gonna fucking shake Haney up.
Fuck yeah!
It's pretty unprofessional of him. Like, if you're at that level, like, you should be proper dialed in. And if you can't, like he said after the fight, he's not fighting at that weight anymore.
No, he can't make it.
Yeah.
Was there any rehydration thing in this one?
I don't think so. He didn't even make the weight.
Yeah, I know, but there wasn't. There was in the tank one.
So
when he fought Tank.
Yeah, so that's what he was saying with that Tank Davis one. He got down, but then had a clause where he couldn't. Rehydrate himself, so he reckons he was weak and couldn't perform at whatever level. But regardless, man, like, I know, and the boxing people and purists will be like, fuck off, it's a big thing, but 3 pounds, is that like a kilo?
I think it's kilo and a half or something. Yeah. Under
wow.
A kilo.
Fucking hell, that's a good shit.
Yeah.
Like,
quite literally a shit.
Well,
in
that's
a piss.
What I was thinking, like, he's purposely fucking waiting.
It's literally
over.
A hawthorn.
He could have fucking. You reckon he could have done it though? I'd say so, man.
But I just go. I think he was just keen to get out there and just get a win against him.
The way he came into that.
It's 1.3 carry on.
That's fucking.
Sit in the sauna for another 30. Sure.
Well, the cunt got up there, and when he weighed in, sculled up beer, which he came out and said was fucking.
Yeah,
apple
but that's
juice
for
and
the ceremonial water. Weigh-in.
Yeah. So even the genuine weigh-in, he was still.
Yeah. The one that they would have done.
He was just off his fucking rocker.
And,
but
see, people going, like, it was a good media stunt, and he did carry on heaps, but. Everyone carrying on like that, now he's normal. Nah, but...
Well, he's trying to say, he's like, you thought I was crazy? It's like, yeah.
I still reckon you're tripping,
you
bro.
You can just fucking fight.
Yeah, you can fight like fuck.
Yeah.
Because, like, afterwards he's... Yeah.
Is he going to be like this for the rest of his career now? Has he made it his kind of thing?
To be
the face of boxing, being that psycho? Because it'll draw. It's obviously entertainment. And it's going to... The fact that he won off the back of that too... will just make people want to watch him even more.
Mate, it was impressive seeing someone like... Because before that fight, I saw Devin Haney being exactly picture like Floyd Mayweather. Go through, barely get touched, let alone knocked down, fucking flogged. Mm-hmm. And not being that many exciting fights. And then to watch that in front of me, I was just going, wow.
He's
getting fucking touched up.
Yep.
Good on him because he's fought... The best Haney has, at like you know,
yeah,
within reason.
Yeah, Lomachenko, Kambosos.
Yeah, he's kept fighting those guys, but it does just show how fucking unreal Mayweather was, eh? Because everyone's going, this cunt's the next Mayweather, blah, blah, blah. But, mate,
no one could
he's got to be
Floyd, eh?
once in a generation.
See, that fight just proves why sport is so cool.
Yeah.
Like, I fucking love sport for those reasons. The Holloway, Gaethje thing, the upset, like the Garcia thing when no one thought it was possible. And it's like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
Like, that's why sport
the
is so
dragons
cool.
Beating the Wild.
Well, that's right. But it's that sort of shit.
We love
you
underdogs.
Well.
Yeah.
It's fucking cool. That's
it's
why
the Aussie way,
awesome.
Man. To back the underdog.
It is.
Always has been.
We've got an underdog in the middle of the table right here.
Yeah, fucking.
Well,
fucking
I was the underdog when it started, $4.75. Yeah, now I'm $1.50.
They love us.
This comes $1.22.
I'm nowhere near
still
a fucking underdog.
Yeah. Dutt's $1.21.
Yes.
Mate, he started
in the card. Do you know how big that move is? Like, you think $4.70 into $1.50 is a massive move, obviously. But when you're people, talking $1.40 into $1.20,
people have got on
that. That is huge.
Is low,
yeah.
That is massive.
Yeah. I've had a 4 cent movement. I think I went from 26 to 22. A
few multis.
So, yeah, someone's chucked in a few multis with me in there.
Fucking oath.
What would the Reggie's multi be paying?
Did we figure that out last year? $5.
Yeah. But anyway, I just think it was cool to see that happen. I don't know what happens with Garcia now. I'd say he'll move up, obviously move up a weight class. I think Oscar was saying that they'd be keen on a tank fight, but it'd be at a catch weight.
Have to be catch, yeah.
Mm.
Or but, just do the fucking, oh, no, he said he wouldn't do 140 again. I was going to say do the rehydration clause thing.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, it was a spectacle. Anyway.
147, is that? Whose weight's that?
I would be dead set guessing.
I think Crawford's like 154 or something. So, right.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
He'd be too heavy unless Garcia just fucking started doing deadlifts or something.
He mentioned a bloke called Boots or something.
Oh, yeah.
He said that must be it. So whoever that is, sorry, fucking turbos. yeah, whoever that is, I think that's the bloke that he was saying.
Oh, Boots.
Yeah, old Boots.
Yeah.
Boots. Saw the name the other day.
Bootsy.
Yeah.
Jerron Ennis.
Okay.
Yeah, Boots.
Bootsy.
Boots.
Anyway, great to see. Great to see an upset.
Yeah, it's cool.
Fucking always good to see.
Yeah.
What about tomorrow? Tonight, sorry, as you're listening.
Tonight, so we got Nikita Zhu's Australian title fight. Look, I'm keen to see Benny Hussein. Obviously,
same,
we've
man.
Had a chat with him. He came up and did some rounds with us when he was prepping for this.
We prepped him.
Yeah, pretty much got him there. Just joking. But, man, it's impressive. He made weight, so he's ready to go. I think his Australasian title's on the line.
Yep.
Look, I think he puts on a show. There's Georgie Rose has offered him a 20 grand bonus.
Yeah, what's going on there, Georgie?
To whoever's the fucking...
Where's the 60 G's, baby? Yeah.
So he's just trying to get him to just fucking throw.
Yeah.
Well, Dana must have set the precedence now.
Keen to see that. I think there's a few titles. Like, I don't know what exactly the titles are. Obviously, Nikita's the Aussie title. Nikita's fighting. Is it Creedy? He's an Italian fellow. I'm not sure how to pronounce his name.
Nah, not sure.
I don't know how they – I think they cherry-picked that for Nikita, to be honest, because I watched his fight last time. It was a draw, and I'm like, I don't know. But anyway, like I said, I'm keen to cheer on Benny, see if he can get the
fucking
win. And obviously just watch all the other fighters. Like any just all-Aussie card I've been enjoying getting around lately.
Yeah.
$60, is it too much? I reckon it is. But anyway, I'll be buying it and watching it and fucking wish them all the best.
Fucking
all
nice.
The very.
Mm.
Fucking
come
nice.
On, Benny.
And I will be in Lynn Sandstrom's corner for whoever she's fighting.
Lenny.
Lezkarat.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. What's bit of a looker.
Oh, yeah.
Swedish.
Yeah.
Right. Swedish Aussie, it says. So, yep. Right
I think
up my
couple,
alley.
I think there's a couple of Kiwi lads. There's a few internationals on the card.
Up like, Lynn.
I think there's one fight there for one of the titles, both undefeated, which is always cool.
Yep. Someone's O will go.
Oh, yeah. That's like our card, too.
Yeah. That's
all right. Of us undefeated.
Yeah. Professionally.
Someone's O will go in every fight. Yeah.
Hopefully my O goes in the 0-6.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Hey, Tommy.
Mm.
F1s.
Yes.
There it is.
Chinese Grand Prix wrapped up on Sunday. Max Verstappen won and Sergio Perez come second. again. Woo! Do we need to say that again?
One more time.
Probably.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's making BT's life a bit easier.
Chinese Grand Prix wrapped up on Sunday. Guess what, boys?
What's that? What?
Max Verstappen won.
Wow.
True. Sergio Perez came second.
Wow, I'd be fucked.
Max won the sprint race. He qualified fastest for the main race, and he won the race. So first time he's won that one, though, so woohoo.
Good on him.
They actually changed a part of the track from last year's one. Hey, it fucked a few of them up, eh?
Stumped.
So
almost like they didn't know about it.
I'm trying to get to a thing that's where they're just that fucking dialed in, though. Like, you know, they've done this so many times that they're just so dialed. You know what I mean? So it was the final turn last year where the, you know, like the stripe bit, the fucking gutter or whatever,
like
it is.
Like the red and white.
Yeah. Yep. So last year, because when all four wheels go on the other side of that, you get penalised.
Oh, yeah.
But two of them can.
Yep.
So last year, two wheels had gone and it was bitumen on the other side. This year, they changed it to gravel.
Ooh.
So they were coming into that final turn, slinging out of it. And if outside wheels ended up on the gravel, they just did a big spin, man.
Yeah.
And it caught fucking a few of them out, eh? Because they obviously must have been used to it.
Yeah.
They would have known about it. But just
instincts take over when you're driving that fucking
fast. I reckon, man, because you'd have that fucking speed that you've always gone into that corner at. And next thing you can't. And there was a few spin outs and shit. It was made it for a bit exciting anyway. Yeah.
Not safe, but exciting.
Crash highlights. Just winning,
I see very little, but what I do get it from is on Instagram, like ESPN or some shit. I saw Lewis Hamilton had a bit of a dummy spit. They caught it on record him saying that this car's just like too fucking slow.
Bro, he qualified 18th, and that never happens.
The car is too slow.
He might be right.
Where's he going next year? Is it Ferrari?
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Massive move, that. Could not believe that. Wonder who they're going to drop, like Carlos Sainz. It has to be Sainz because they've put all their fucking money into that.
So who is Carlos Sainz and?
Charles Leclerc.
Oh.
Yeah, so they'll definitely go for old mate. I'll tell you what was fucking good to watch, and it was, God, I hope I get this right on who was actually battling. It was Lance Stroll and... Fuck, man, I forgot who the other cunt was. But they were literally, there was a few did not finishes. And these two were fighting for the last place on the fucking, on the like leaderboard.
Oh.
And they went a whole lap, man, proper wheel to wheel. And it was like one would be in front and then the next cunt get the inside lane.
Battle of the shit.
It was proper just awesome to watch. Was like the whole lap, because normally if there's a pass on, they'll get them after one or two corners and then just streak away. But they just kept coming back at each other, and then he'd have the inside line, then he'd have the inside.
That's awesome.
And it was just
racing
awesome.
For the jersey.
For last.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Max is 20 seconds in front. No one gives a fuck about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was all just off the highlights.
Don't fucking give up.
Fucking oath. Red Bull and Verstappen might win the Constructors' Championship and the Drivers with fucking five races to go, dead set.
Jesus.
Ugh, it's just disgusting.
How can they just – obviously it's just money that goes into a better car and a better engine. Surely there's a way they can fucking even out the playing field a bit more.
Yeah. Not my field. Not my
give them all the same fucking car and then that'll show.
I reckon that's half what
that's coming from a stupid motorsports fan who has no idea what he's talking about.
That's what makes the most sense to me.
Make it even.
That to see who the best driver is, they should all be in the same car.
Same car.
Everyone would be going, shut up, God. Fucking whatever. It just makes no sense to me. I'm like, if they've got a better car, how is it the driver that's the best?
Yeah. He is the best.
Yeah.
But I see what you're saying. Righto, boys. We'll move on, eh? Three fucking games on Anzac Day.
Oh.
Three of league and two games of AFL.
What time do they kick off?
2 p.m., 4 p.m., 7:30.
Oh, so we'll just be able to park up somewhere, record the punch show.
Get on
and
the
just
piss. Fuck it.
Just get blind.
Get up.
Would be nice.
Be on the fucking Goldie, mate.
Well, you gotta.
Not taking it.
We're heading Cavill out.
Fucking oath.
Bit of two up.
Elsewhere. Going elsewhere. Fucking surfers. Fuck, it's a good nightclub. Spent some fucking mornings there.
We'll see you there. 3 a.m. Saturday.
Righto. So, yeah, 2 p.m. We're going to do the tips, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
2 p.m. Warriors v. Titans in Z. Big kick up the arse, I reckon, for the Wars and a tough trip away for the Titans.
Long.
Yeah, it's got to be the Wars, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, does it? I don't know.
It's got to be. I'm going the Wars.
I'm tipping them, but whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
This next one is not fucking easy to tip after last week.
This is fucking going to be a great game of footy.
Dragons.
I'm going the V.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going.
I've got here Dragons ? Roosters ?
Well, that sums it up.
I think I'm just going to base it on anything happens on Anzac Day. It's got a finals footy vibe to it in both codes. Huge crowd.
Yeah, I just think would be more entertaining to see win, and I think it's the V.
The V.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going. Nail biter. The V gets up. I reckon.
Look, I think I'm already fucked in the tipping comp, boys. That's the other reason. I think it'd be cool to just pull one off like that.
That's right.
Yeah, righto. Well, I'll go the Chooks.
Right.
I'll put the mocker on the Chooks.
Mm.
I'm going to try that with Hawthorn this week, I think.
Really?
Put the mocker on by tipping the other team.
This next one's just a fucking dead set flogging, surely. Melbourne versus
South
Sydney.
Even if South weren't shit, I'd go with the Warriors have been playing the Storm on Anzac Day for years with the build-up and the fucking all the pre-game stuff that goes on, which would, you know, get your fucking adrenaline right up there.
Goosebumps, yeah.
The Titans and Rabbitohs, have they ever played an Anzac Day game? You know what I mean?
Not in recent times, at least.
It would be fucking a long time ago. They're just not going to handle it, I don't think. Plus, the Warriors and the Storm are way better than the Titans.
Melbourne are a lot better than the Rabbitohs. I don't think the bye will do them any justice.
Nah, no chance.
Should roll them here, actually. 98% for Melbourne. That just shows you the lack of faith.
That's got
in South Sydney.
Fucking heartbreak written all over. But at least we'll be
tripping.
At least we'll be in the same boat as every other cunt, you know?
Yeah.
Next one's easy too, I reckon.
Easy.
Yep.
$1.30 value.
These cunts are playing again already.
When did they play?
Like round 3 or 4.
There's
remember?
A bit of that going on.
Who's that?
Manly and Para. Is that what you're saying?
Mm. Yeah. Manly and Para played in round 3.
Is this a week for the fucking Joker boys or what?
Do we even have the Joker?
Not when you get a team like the Dragons.
Doesn't
last
look
week.
Like we do.
No, I don't think we've enabled that setting or something because I can't see it.
Well, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
What about that? Wait, does this worry your gropes? Sadiav, 5:30 at Campbelltown.
Would if it said Leichhardt. No, it doesn't. Not at Campbelltown. Leichhardt, I would have been panicking. I've actually written that down. Panicked at Leichhardt, but it's at Campbelltown. They've already lost at Campbelltown this year, Tigs, so, you know, it's not a fortress.
Yeah.
It's no Wynn Stadium, that's for sure.
Fuck no.
I'm going, bro.
This next one would worry me if I was a Penrith fan.
Shaking in my boots.
Tipping Penrith?
Yeah.
Tipping the Dolphins?
Yeah.
Dolphins are playing the Knights, by the way.
So Sharks in Canberra.
Now, this one here,
no Fogarty.
I'm spewing because that would be a perfect catch-up game to tip the Raiders because the Sharks are flat-track bullies.
Who's the 7? Who have they put in?
Let's fucking look.
Righto.
They do this teamless thing on Tuesdays.
Bro, Sharks and Raiders played in round
4. KO Weeks, you are kidding.
He's playing half.
KO Weeks and Ethan Strange were the two fucking teenagers going for the 6th jersey, and now they're both fucking
starting. Wow, what a
starting.
Trifecta. They got both of them sitting in the Chevy.
Oh, my goodness.
Just idling.
Wow. That's big for the Raiders. Pack is still solid.
So they have a strange Chevy for Weeks.
Why is there such a...
You are one of a kind.
Why is there such... And two double-ups already, like... These Sharks and Raiders played in round 4.
Oh, you got to look after the Sydney teams.
It's fucking weird, man.
They don't like to travel.
Doggies got the bye. That'll be good.
So are we tipping the Sharks after all that?
I'm tipping Sharks, yeah.
Fuck, man.
You got to.
It's in Canberra.
Why the fuck is there no Joker? I'm not happy about that.
Don't know.
Surely there's a way we can change it.
That's an 8 from 8 coming up.
Oh,
really?
Only if the Chooks win.
Moral Joker.
I think the Dragons will do you.
It just says the fucking M word.
Hey. You That's grump. What you were fucking insinuating.
You fucking grump. Righto, let's do the AFL. Now, boys, Anzac Eve, awesome that they've implemented this, I think. The lights go out at the G. They've got cauldrons of fire. They do the whole pre-game build-up. It's awesome. It's a sight to see. It's another one of those bucket list things now, I think.
Yep.
The Anzac Day, obviously, traditional clash between the Bombers and Collingwood's on top of the list, but this one is fast becoming one as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Richmond playing Melbourne.
I think Melbourne win by 40.
Copy. Well, I'll tip them, but I won't be saying 40. I'll go 20 maybe.
Richmond might step up for the occasion, but fuck, they're not looking good at the moment, man.
Yeah. Well, they'll win then.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm going then.
So that's at the MCG into the very next day, 3:20, Thursday the 25th. Essendon Collingwood, this has been going for 30 years now, I think.
Got to go
about
to the dog's
that 30-year mark. Probably longer. The very first one was a draw. Did you know that, Tom?
No.
The very first Anzac Day clash was a
fucking
draw.
Fuck yeah, what a way to kick it off.
I reckon it was perfect because it's like a – You go, righto, boys, we did it. You know, it's for the diggers and you're trying to remember them and there
That's
was
a good
no,
point,
no winner, you know. Anyway, I'm going to tip. It's hard,
I'm
isn't
tipping
it?
Collingwood, but I always – this you, is the one game of the year where I fucking am an Essendon fan.
Mate, this is perfect what you just said about the Dragons.
Mm.
Who would be more entertaining to see win?
Essendon.
Essendon.
Every time.
I'll go on.
Every time
is that the team
comes up,
we played last week, the Crows?
Yeah.
They can go and fuck themselves.
Yeah, you'd be
awesome. I hope they get fucking pounded by the dog's eyes.
Every time this fixture comes up, I think of was it Zaharakis.
Oh, that what a game that
fuck.
Was.
That has to be the best Anzac Day clash.
Finish. The finish was unreal.
It was in the wet as well.
Come from behind win.
Yeah, that was
unreal. What was he doing playing on?
I know. Every time I've watched it, I go, you fucking idiot. That could have been so bad.
He gets hammered too.
Yeah.
Like as he kicks it.
Fucking oath.
Unreal. This one for me looks hard, but it's easy for me.
I'm going the roof.
What? Lions are fucking favourites.
Favourites, mate.
Are you kidding me?
What the fuck?
At Monica.
Take my money.
Fucking oath. Holy. Near $2 for GWS.
At home. Back them till they lose at home.
Bro. Down the rooters.
Oh. Jesse Hogan's out. Their main forward.
Jesse who?
Of that fucking, Hogan? He slight little like jersey punch sort of thing.
Hogan. Nah, fucking he'd be right.
Yeah, they've got Toby Green playing. I don't know. I think I saw someone else is out. I still am going to tip them.
I'm going to tip
that
GWS.
Explains the odds just because they've got a couple of their star players out. But, yeah.
Port, got to tip Port after fucking that pathetic performance from the Saints, which means are they going to just be that up-and-down team that just beats good cunts and
think
loses
so.
To
– That's their usual role. But
Here we go. Are we singing the North song next
Fuck
week?
No, we I do would, these dogs by 40.
I don't want to wish any bad juju upon you, but fuck, I wish that you could actually get on and sing it next week just because I want to see at least one of us have done
Can't.
It.
They'll play another one of our teams
We're gonna
later.
Pound yeah, these
this will be
losers.
A thing every single time we play North now.
I'm fucked in the tipping comp. I'm tipping North at Blundstone.
Well, I did the same to you last week. I honestly would have loved to see you singing today.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Crows.
I'm
going
north.
That's Bell Reeve overlay.
Blunston. Yeah. It's in Hobart.
Yeah.
Small ground, wet, cold.
Hey, do they play AFL there much? Because I thought it was like just a cricket ground pretty much.
I think they do. North and Hawthorn have always played a couple of games.
I know
there
Hawthorn
season.
Play in Launceston.
Yeah, that's right. Bit of both. There's always been the talk of moving north to Tassie.
Yeah, right.
Which would just be catastrophic.
They won't need to do that anymore.
They've got a big fan base. There's no way you could ever do it. But anyway, I'm tipping north.
Yep.
The blue and white.
I'm going Crows, but
righto.
I want to see Tom sing, man.
This is a fucking big game, this. This is a huge game.
Massive. Game of the round.
Game of the round.
Besides,
Saturday. Why is it not?
Day.
Oh, because of fucking Frio. I was like, why is it not the main game?
4:30 in the AV.
If they had the Frio game on then, it'd actually be like 2:30 over there.
Well, you won't be watching that one, boys.
True.
No, I know, but it's a fucking going to be a ripper. So I went through and I can't tip against the fucking Cats at Cadinia Park. And then I looked, and it's at the MCG.
This is an issue.
Home Geelong home game at the fucking MCG. You love to see it.
I'm not even going to sit here and rave about it because it's a known issue. Every Geelong fan has a problem with it. It's fucked.
Yep.
It is so stupid. We're not a Melbourne suburb. Makes no sense to me. Never
leans
will.
Me to Carlton.
I'm going Cats, obviously.
It's a long trip to the G from
It's
Brisbane.
A long trip.
Oh, they're coming from Brizzy.
She's long.
Here we go again. Is it a long trip west here? Frio favourites somehow after that dog shit performance last week and the doggies hammered them.
I think they bounced back.
Same. I'm going to do it because it's long.
She's long. It's a long it's trip long. West, boys.
I'm going Frio as well.
Yep. I was undecided until that very second.
This sort of I have no idea with just because they're both fucking average teams.
It's so hard, eh?
They're soaring. The wings are spread. I'm going them.
Well, I'm like, does the Derby take it out of them?
Yes.
Suns have been good at home.
Derby or Derby?
Sorry, the fucking Derby.
Come on, mate. For fuck's sake, we had a word
the
about
Western
this.
Derby. Yeah, it's tough. It's like fucking hell. Can they do three in a row?
No.
Can they do it?
Fucking oath.
With the travel.
Come on. We're talking about
it's
what,
a
mate.
Long trip to the Gold Coast.
A long trip east.
Fucking, we're talking about what makes sport cool. Three on the trot for the fucking Eagles would be cool.
I'm tipping the Suns.
But yeah, I'm tipping the Suns.
Oh, well,
too.
I'm tipping them.
It's not like Gold Coast is a fortress, but I still think they could have done it home.
And now it will be for the Reggies on Saturday night.
Let's go to it. Yeah. 1 o'clock on the Sunday.
I'll still be up, I can guarantee you.
I'll be going. I'll be fucking going somewhere.
Fucking oath.
Here we go, boys. This is where we claw them back.
Oh, fuck off.
We've got, can you tip Sydney at the MCG?
Yes.
So
yes, you can. Hawks, I'm going
to
do it.
Hawks are full of running. Can we do a West Coast here and go back-to-back wins? We have been known to go back-to-back-to-back.
Oh, fuck you.
And win stuff three times in a row. So oh, I reckon a little three-game winning streak's coming up. We're right in the middle of it.
Do ya?
MCG, Hawthorn, Sydney can't travel.
No, mate, the Bloods fans are going to show the fuck
nah,
up.
Nah.
The old South Park. Melbourne.
Nah, nah.
No chance.
I'm on the Hawkies.
Yeah.
You know, I've tipped them every fucking round.
And you will. But you wouldn't do it for your fucking Bronx.
But we lost that game by 30 points. So anyway, hammered. We had no cunt. We had no Reno, no Haas. But anyway, I'm a fuckwit.
Yeah, I'm Sydney.
let's go to one of our biggest supporters, boys. Been with us from the start.
Boys.
Jason and I have them on the fucking fight shorts, which is unreal.
They are glorious shorts by the way.
The print on the fucking fight shorts looks unreal.
You can't miss. It's the big squeeze on the back on our shorts as well, so very recognisable.
These guys, they were sick of it. They were fucking sick of it. With their glass bottles, taking them away, fishing, camping, so they fucking solved it for you.
Yeah.
Go to thestandardsqueeze.com, check out their full range of squeezers. They've got so many different sizes. Hopefully you have got your hydrates. The girls love them.
Now.
We know that. Love the big hydrates.
Still keen to use mine when I'm fucking out and about on the boat or something.
Lugging them around. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah. Yeah, we just love them. So get over to thestandardsqueeze.com, use the code Reggie15 for your 15% off.
You're losing money if you don't.
It's coming into camping season. It's cooling down. The fires are going to be cranking. You do not want glass when you're camping. That is a dead set A-grader move.
Yep. You've don't got be a your fuck fucking, you've got your jersey. You've got your baggy Reg.
Get your
grab
squeeze.
Grab some squeezes. Grab the
whole fucking collection.
Grab a 4-in-1 off the reggies.com.au and then head over to thestandardsqueeze.com and
do
get
a big
your
shopping
squeeze.
Spree.
Get your squeeze gear. You can afford it. It's fine.
Well, get a baggy Reg. 15% off, why the fuck wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It's basically free.
It's massive.
Yeah, you're losing if you don't buy it and use the code.
That's right.
True. Righto, I don't know here, but I've got Hetherington written down, but I kind of liked that, to be honest.
It's good to see, but
sniff for captain.
I think
from
Garcia
a different perspective, it's squeezy.
Squeezy?
No, I'm looking captain. Squeeze, I think the ref in that fucking fight.
Oh.
Just me personally, I think he's a squeeze.
Shout. That is a good shout.
Just protecting Haney.
Yep. Yeah, copy.
Blatant, yep. I'm happy to give it to him. Haney.
Let's get his squeeze. Name up.
Name and fucking shame.
Tommy runs through the fucking...
CTC cap turn of the week. The big fella will be on the fight card as well. Actually, at the last fight, he'll be fucking steaming around. Yeah, tag team, the big knuckle.
Fuck me.
So, massive supporter of ours, guys. Bets Hats in the country. Yeah, Country Companies is where you go to buy one of his hats that he's got, or countrytruckercaps.com to design your very own. So go and check that out, guys. Who are we thinking, boys, for captain?
Look, I don't really.
We could give it a Gus. Is Garcia as captain worthy?
Fucking eyes.
Lipping and looking like a psychotic, drug fucked idiot, and you come out and put that
fooling us all.
The fight itself alone against Devin Haney, undefeated, next Floyd Mayweather. If that's not a captain performance, I don't know what fucking is.
No, I'm happy.
He dropped him three times.
Yeah,
and nearly a fourth, like he was nearly there. Just saved by the ref, should have been stopped. I just reckon
shut everyone up, pretty much.
Copy
any doubts?
Right over, no, you can have it.
Keeping it in the same vicinity. King, those two right,
well, we might be. I've just come up with another one.
Squeezeworthy.
Going back, squeeze. Mm-hmm. This poor cunt who refereed Haney Garcia, his name is Harvey Dock. So it could be him or the fucking umpire in the Crows game.
Oh yeah, actually.
Just some awesome fucking officiating in the weekend.
Just refs in general.
Should we spread it out and we'll go Garcia for captain?
Well, that's a good idea. And then the two refs can dock.
I was going to say that.
Beat him to it.
Harvey can dock the umpire in the AFL.
Fucking
hell.
Righto, that's prime. Righto, that's about it. All we got time for. We will wrap it up there. And massive, I say it every week, but this is a genuine massive weekend ahead. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We'll hear from us Friday morning for the Punch Show from the Gold Coast.
And it will be an audio-only episode.
Audio-only, no YouTube.
Yeah, we'll just have it'll just be us dribbling whatever motel we're in.
Yeah.
We'll have all of our shit.
The Reggies will be in some fucking beaten-up motel that we can just afford.
Yeah, scraped in.
Yeah. Tommy will be at some fucking mansion.
Yeah, I'll get a lift over
there. Penthouse floor at the Cass.
Get the chopper over.
I'll get a nosebleed up there.
All right, I can't wait to see come to yous on Friday morning, and hopefully we'll see heaps of yous this week.
Yeah,
fuck yeah.
Keen as. All the best.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.